Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air, Friday edition. Going to wrap up a new week at Southern Miss Baseball to talk about later in the show. Lots to go over with you. We're glad you're here. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit as we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob, Kelly, Andrew, we're actually all here on the same day, which I think maybe the first time this week. I'm not sure about that.
We're busy people, Bob.
We're busy people, that is for sure. Our first guest has been very, very busy. We're happy to have Athletics Director Jeremy McClain back on the Eagle Hour. Always accepts our invitation, and for that we're grateful. And so much to talk to you about, Jeremy. We're going to jump right in. I want to, if it's okay with you, I'd like to start with basketball, a couple of basketball questions. And first of all, thank you for coming on the show. Let me
say. You bet. Always enjoy it. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate what you do and the coverage of what we're doing. So always happy to participate.
Well, good. All right, let's talk basketball. Re-green renovations. Now, I think we all saw, you know, work on the roof taking place. But can you update our listeners as to where we are and what we can anticipate moving forward?
Yeah, no major changes there. Like you said, the roof was the first step, and we got that done during the season. You know, my hope was that when we finished the season, we'd be able to see activity by the summer. That's probably going to be more likely the fall. And no issues other than typical construction project type things. So when you get to a certain point, you've decided what you want to do, what you need to do, what the programming needs to be. And then you finalize the budget numbers and you realize that, hey, we've got to cut $5 million out of this project so we can move forward. And so that's really been the process. That's the only thing that slowed us down a little bit. I've said this many times. I think it's an important project for us, and we have to, you know, measure twice, cut once. And so we've been pretty deliberate about trying to make sure that we get everything we need, or that we can squeeze into this project. But that we do it very wisely, and we've had a lot of help on that. Great help from our architects, and you know, Code Array Constructions, who's working on that project for us. So that's been the process here recently, and we're getting to a good place. It just has slowed that down a little bit, and so I expect, you know, I told them, you know, that I don't care what happens. We need to have some construction fence up and dirt moving by the fall. And I certainly think we can do that. And I think we'll start on the south side of the building first, and they're going to probably be upset for me for sharing this because I'm getting ahead of them a little bit, but really feel like we'll start on the south side of that building with the practice facility and try to work from there. And so, because as we've talked about, we have to continue to play basketball in that building. We have to continue to hold commencement. And so I think the activity you will see first will be on the south side.
And your coaches have indicated to us that practice facility, that practice court's very important to them.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, and the reason to start there is you know, for multiple reasons. It is really important to them. If we get that up and going and we're able to get on that court, then some of the work that has to happen near the game court can happen without displacing us during the off season. We can still get our work in, all the things that we need to do. So that practice facility is critical in recruiting, and really in the development of our student athletes. And so that was one of the things that I was very adamant about making sure stayed in the project and that we did that the right way.
Jeremy, I mean, can you share what has, you said $5 million-ish had to be cut out. I mean, can you share what you kind of had to wiggle around?
You know, it's not, it's probably, Andrew, on these projects, it would be nothing that you would notice. So in other words, we may choose to do, you know, some overbuilds where we needed to pour some concrete in some places. We may do things a little bit differently, which means maybe in certain places the concourse is not as wide. Maybe in certain places there's a different seating structure. Those kind of things. And they add up, right? And so it's a little bit of value engineering. We might use a different product than we originally had planned to begin to save some costs. So what you've seen from a rendering standpoint and what we're working on are very similar. So it wouldn't be any drastic changes.
Are you going to celebrate big time the day, whenever day that day is, you know, down the road? Like, how are you planning to celebrate when this thing is?
You know, I might actually take a day off, Andrew. I haven't done that in a while, but I might actually take a day off if and when this thing is finished. I hope I'm around to see it. But I appreciate the sentiment there. It will be great to have it done. It's obviously been talked about for a long time. The process has been lengthy, but we're getting to a place where it's going to get a whole lot more fun soon. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're certainly going to celebrate when we get that done.
And in a perfect world, Jeremy, what would that date be?
Well, so I'll tell you, Kelly, the rough estimate has been it's about a 2-year project. And again, that really is a lot of that has to do with us having to function in the building.
Sure.
And so if we start this fall, and 2 years from that, you know, that's an estimate, obviously, but that would be. As close as I could get today to telling you what that looks like. And I think, again, it'll probably be done kind of in phases. My hope is we can get in the practice facility, you know, much earlier than that. But to be determined on that, because there's a lot of pieces, you know, a lot of pieces to that puzzle. But it should be, once we get rolling, it should be about a 2-year window.
This is probably the most bizarre question I've ever asked you, and it really doesn't have as much to do with Southern Miss as it does just numbers.
Yeah.
But it's been all over social media and stuff that Coastal Carolina from the Sun Belt is saying that this football season, concessions are going to be free. That
yeah.
all fans – how in the world financially can that happen?
Well, I don't know. I haven't asked them that. I'm not sure. So they've obviously reached an agreement with their concession partner. Now, I don't think everything's free, right? There's certain products that are free. I know some of their specialty items they're still going to be selling. But I think if you feel like you can, you know, let me say this the right way. if you don't have a great home schedule and you feel like you can generate more ticket interest than you're going to make on the concession side, then it's worth the gamble.
Yeah.
I that would be my take on that. You know, again, everybody's structured a little bit differently, so I'm not sure that's something that can happen everywhere. But it's definitely an interesting approach, and I applaud them for trying to do something different.
Jeremy, Kelly's hinting around about free beer at the football game. No, go ahead and let him know that's not.
I realize that. I was trying to shut that down, Bob, as best I could.
But they certainly have gotten their play as far as media coverage goes.
That's right.
And because it's a novel idea.
So I think they accomplished what they were hoping to accomplish, right, which is to get some attention, and hopefully for them that drives some people to the games that wouldn't come otherwise. So I think that's the play you're looking for, and you just kind of have to take a chance on that.
To switch gears, Jeremy, I guess to get to the basketball programs themselves, I guess let's start with Missy since you've just hired her.
Yeah.
What can you kind of share about us about how that process unfolded and how you guys kind of narrowed it down to Missy? I know people would like to say she was a clear-cut favorite, but I think if that was somewhat the truth, you would have hired her the day after the season. So, I mean, can you kind of explain how that process unfolded?
Well, yeah. So, and you're exactly right, Andrew. We hired a search firm, same search firm we used for our football process. I thought that was important. You know, we haven't hired a women's basketball coach in over 20 years. You know, Coach McNellis did a wonderful job of keeping us moving in the right direction, winning, you know, she had some really, really high points throughout her 20-year career. And so we felt like it was really important to do our due diligence. I certainly knew of Missy. She and I didn't know each other well, but knew of her, knew kind of followed her career. But we felt like we owed it to the program, the players, the coaches, former players, to really have an extensive search. And we did. And we had a great group of candidates that, you know, just like any of those, you kind of you get on Zoom calls with X number, and then you narrow that down to, you know, the three or four or five that you get face-to-face with. And it really, when Missy, you know, and I've said this to someone else, it when we interviewed Missy, it was a very easy conversation. And it was a 3.5-hour interview that felt like about 45 minutes. And so I think anytime you leave an interview and you feel that way about it, you know, that means that someone has done a fantastic job, and she did. There were some things I wanted answered from her about kind of how, what her plan was and how she wanted to go about building this program. And she really, she nailed it. And, you know, so at that point we felt really good about that. And that's kind of how it happened. She rose to the top, and it was a very thorough search. And I felt really good about how it went.
We're talking athletic director Jeremy McLean on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I'm glad to have him on the show. Going to continue our conversation on the other side of this very short break. As we head into the break, I want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast that you can hear on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Also, it is official. We will be broadcasting 3 days from the Sun Belt Baseball Tournament in Montgomery the third week of next month, including a special 2-hour kickoff show. So we're looking forward to that, as we always do. We'll be back more with Jeremy McLean next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Miss Kathleen is down there, and she's beautiful and wonderful and just a great, great lady. We encourage everybody to buy all their Southern Miss apparel from Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. We're going to continue our conversation with Athletic Director Jeremy McLean. Before we switch gears, I want to ask you one more basketball question, and we had Missy Builder back out here this week, and we all enjoyed meeting her. And, of course, on the men's side, not a good season.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't need to tell you about rumors and fans and all that. But, you made no effort to replace the men's coach, and we've talked to Coach Ladner. He's explained to us in great detail his plans. Your thoughts about the men's program and Coach Ladner, Jeremy?
Yeah, obviously, really – disappointing year in a lot of ways, and I think Jay would agree with that. High expectations going into the year kind of snowballed on us in the wrong direction, you know, in January and February. So really disappointing. And I certainly understand that anytime you're not successful, people want to ask questions about, hey, you know, do you make a change? Do you not make a change? And, you know, and I think what that comes down to in my chair is a lot of things. It's not always just wins and losses. There are a lot of things that go into decision making when it comes to whether you make changes within a program. And so we're in a position right now where, as you said, we're going to support Jay and this basketball program and try to do all we can to get back to where we need to be. Frustrating for sure. I do think with the transfer portal, we've got a chance to fix some things relatively quickly. We've seen it happen before, and so that's where our focus is right now. And that is about, you know, trying to help him. We've got some assistant spots to fill. That's a very strategic process, especially these days. Things have changed, and you know, you're hiring assistant coaches now for all the things they can do, but also because of relationships with players and the transfer portal. And so it's a very strategic process to try to line that up in a way that you can flip your roster. And so that's what we're trying to help Jay do right now. And you know, we're going to push forward and support him and give him everything we can to get this thing turned and have a lot more fun in Reed Green next year, you know, than we did this year.
And financially, being successful in men and women's basketball can be a massive boost to your bottom line in the athletic department. Am I right?
Yes, it can be very helpful. You know, I think that used to be the kind of common phrase used to be that you know, that basketball was the quickest way to increase revenue and to make a difference. That's changed a little bit with the college football playoff. That really is football now, quite honestly. But basketball is still a great opportunity, you know, for new revenue, for opportunities to bring in, you know, revenue streams from the conference. And, you know, as a team, really where you make a difference in the NCAA tournament is if you win a game. That's where you make up some ground and can create some revenue. Getting to the NCAA tournament is, it can be revenue positive, but it's very limited in how much revenue you can create by getting to the tournament. If you start winning games, that's when you really can make a difference.
But doesn't the league, Jeremy, kind of have a problem in the sense that it doesn't matter how many games you win, the league is only going to get one team?
Yes. Yeah, and that's, you know, it's not just us.
Right, right.
You look throughout college basketball, that's, you know, there are very few.
The rich get richer.
Yeah, there are very few conferences outside of a handful, right, that are getting multi-bids. And it's been a bit of an uphill battle. We've tried to strategically work within the league to make some adjustments and get better there. There's still a long way to go. And you're right, that is difficult. And it's one of the reasons, right, that the basketball piece is limited in revenue right now for us as a league and as an institution. Because if you're a one big league, you're going to get that bid every year no matter what. That's why I say the place where you can make up some ground is winning games in the tournament. And so, yeah, it is a little bit of a challenge right now to move the needle revenue-wise in men's basketball because of all the things, you know, that we talked about.
Now I want to talk about baseball a little bit, which is certainly on the front burner now for every Southern Miss fan. Everybody's talking about now, oh, well, the Eagles, there's no way they're going to get to host a regional now because of the way things have gone. You're on the committee. Kind of take us through the whole process as you're going to be faced with it here in another month.
Yeah, I don't, you know, there's a lot of baseball to play. I'll tell you this, I've been a part of a lot of baseball seasons. I don't ever remember one where there wasn't a week or two where you didn't play your best baseball, right? Where you had a little bit of a lull and you know, and those things happen. So we certainly have some work to do in finishing strong, especially when it comes to league play. I think it's really important in a really good baseball league like the Sun Belt to finish first or second. I think that's really important. That's going to be talked about. And then our RPI has to continue to get better. There's some people on our schedule that maybe haven't had the seasons, you know, early on in our non-conference schedule, maybe they haven't had the seasons that they had hoped for, we had hoped they would. And so hopefully that continues to improve and will improve our strength of schedule. And then I think our strength of schedule will improve with what we see with the rest of our league schedule. So there's an opportunity there. We've obviously got to win games down the stretch and to make up some ground. But I think our RPI, you know, you've got to start getting into, you got to get into the 20s. To be in that discussion, you know, probably to be in the host discussion. But that's definitely not outside the realm of possibility.
And point of clarification, when you say first or second, do you mean regular season or the tournament?
Yes, regular season. I think regular winning a league that is going to be one of the top six, you know, leagues in the country, winning that regular season title, it goes a long way. And so, yeah, finishing first or second in a league like the Sun Belt in baseball is a feather in the cap and will be beneficial when it comes time to make those kind of decisions.
Can you explain how you got to be on the committee and I guess kind of what the process is kind of like as you, lead up to the committee meetings?
Yeah, so this is my second time to be selected on the committee. I was selected when I was at Troy. I was selected, January of 2019, and then I came back to Southern Miss in April of 2019, so I had to give up my spot. So I never really got to be on the committee. I was selected, but never got to serve. It's been interesting. The first year has been interesting. There's not a lot of real work that's been done. It's more about education. It's more about getting up to speed. We'll begin the process of reviewing teams a lot more in depth this month. And you'll work through some of your regional calls and evaluate teams by region, and then that's information that then flows up to the selection committee. And from there, you know, a lot of the work happens, you know, in a very short period of time at the end of the season. So I'm looking forward to that. I obviously haven't had a chance to sit in that room yet, but it's been different this year watching games. I find myself watching baseball a lot differently than I have in the past, just because I know that responsibility is coming at the end of the year. And so you're paying attention to some things maybe you weren't in the past. So it's been interesting. It's been fun. And certainly thankful that I've got an opportunity to serve on the committee and looking forward to doing my part.
And of course, I guess the obvious question is, how does it benefit, in this case, Southern Miss, that you're on the committee, but how does it benefit any school if their AD is on that selection committee?
Yeah, that's a bit of a hot topic, right?
To clarify, it doesn't guarantee that we're going to have a regional and super regional here.
No. Far from it. The standard rule is anytime your university, your program is discussed, you have to recuse yourself. So I have to leave the room when Southern Miss is being discussed. So I don't get to be a part of that discussion, right? And so I think a lot of times people think that, you get to kind of lobby during the conversation, but that's not the case at all. There's probably a little bit of a misperception about what that looks like. So I don't know that there's any – I don't know that you could statistically say, hey, you got a greater chance if you've got someone on the committee. I think it just comes down to the body of work and the discussions that happen in that room.
Well, the basketball tournament didn't make the selection process look ideal, we'll call it.
Yeah, that's why I say I know it's a hot topic right now, and it's always a point of contention, right, when someone's on the committee and their team is on the bubble or whatever the case may be and they end up getting in. So that's always kind of a tough thing to kind of balance. But here's what I would say. I hope that we play well enough that there's no question about where we end up, and that doesn't have to be a topic of conversation.
All right, Jeremy, we rarely ask people this, but if you're not in a big hurry, I think we've got a few more questions.
Yeah.
We'd like to keep you around just a little bit longer. Is that good?
Yeah, happy to do it.
All right, Jeremy McLean, Athletics Director on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're very grateful to him for that. Hey, don't forget you can stay informed with the Pine Belt News, your go-to source for news and sports coverage in Hattiesburg. You can also explore their other publications, Signature Magazine. For just $35 a year, it's delivered to your home, or $55 if you live outside of Forest and Lamar County. Do you personally deliver those to the homes?
The mailman does
that. The mailman, okay. So you won't get Andrew to deliver for you. But I don't know, if you did a five-year subscription, I'm sure he'd work something out.
No.
No? Okay. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. Special show today. We've got Athletics Director Jeremy McLean on the show for an extended interview, and we're grateful to him for that. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show. Great place to catch the ball games this weekend since the guys are away. Great place to get a great meal, and they'll have live music tonight and Saturday night at the 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right, Andrew.
I'm going to take in the softball game tonight and then head to 4th Street.
There we go. I'm glad you're going to do that after the softball game. I thought for a minute you were going to 4th Street, then the softball game. That's how you get in trouble, Kevin.
I was going to say, I have a feeling I wouldn't make it to the softball game if I started at 4th Street.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Jeremy, I guess, you know, you got revenue sharing and the big deal coming up and the settlement, and I guess – where do you think you guys are going to fall? What do you kind of foresee that's going to happen at this point? I think the picture is slowly becoming clearer.
Yeah, obviously you're referencing the House settlement and that kind of coming down the line for us and becoming effective August 1st, assuming everything is signed off on here soon. And we're working. I mean, it is really consumed almost all of my time recently, just to try to get prepared and make sure that we're ready to go. And, you know, and that means what is the vehicle you share revenue with? How do you get those dollars to your players? What kind of agreement are the student athletes signing? All those things that we're having to work through and try to begin to get nailed down. And so, the biggest change obviously is we really have worked solely through the collective in the past. This is going to be now for us an opportunity to where a lot of those funds will come through the university, the foundation and the university. The collective will certainly still have a role but it will be both of those kind of avenues that we'll be getting resources to our student athletes. And I think there's a lot of good in that. I think, from the standpoint of where we're at right now, I think this is the right step. I still think there's more work to be done and trying to clean some things up. But the bottom line for us is, you know, we were already in a situation where expenses over the last 5 years have gone through the roof, travel, food, you kind of go down the list. And we've tried to grow our revenue and we have grown it, but not at the rate that expenses have increased. Right. And so now you add on top of that, what we're doing from a fundraising standpoint to be prepared for NIL and, revenue sharing, we are spending an unbelievable amount of our time fundraising right now. And it's not that we didn't spend a lot of time fundraising in the past. We just have had to double down on the number of hours we're spending doing that. And what happens is, you know, there's only so much bandwidth within our staff. We're not going out and being able to hire a lot of new people. So we've got to kind of prioritize what we're doing. And so, you know, any decisions that we make right now, we really have to focus on the financial aspect of, is that going to be beneficial to us in the short run or the long run, right? And so, this rev share is going to be great in a lot of ways, going to clean some things up, but what it's not going to do is slow down the need for more revenue. And so we are, you know, everything's kind of fair game right now. We are working really hard to create some new revenue streams, and you kind of go down the list, fundraisers, concerts, from A to Z, everything's on the table and we're working to try to figure out ways to continue to grow because it is a critical 2-year stretch, right, coming up for all of us. So we're kind of in a dogfight every day right now to make sure we're ready for that. And we're in a position where we can remain competitive in the Sun Belt and take a step in the Sun Belt and be better than we have been. And so, Andrew, to answer your question, you know, it's a big deal and, there's a lot of nuances to it. We are prepared for or getting prepared for it. But what it's going to take from us and our people have been great in responding the right way. We're going to have to raise more money than we've ever raised. And I think we will, to be in the position we want to be in over the next couple of years.
As a group of five AD, I guess for you and, you know, the rest of the schools that are in kind of the same spot, I mean, what is maybe the biggest fear, biggest worry as this thing starts to get hammered out?
I think just what I said. I mean, I don't know that the revenue expectations of what we're doing right now are sustainable in the long run. Mm-hmm. And so it goes back to what I just said. Everything's on the table. We're evaluating every decision, every financial component, every coaching transition, every coaching hiring, every coaching firing, everything goes back to, is it in our best interest right now to make these kind of decisions because of what's coming down the line. And so I think for us, it's that. As a group of five AD, you're just looking around going, hey, we can't keep doing this at this level. This can't continue to grow the way it's grown recently. We've got to be able to plateau here. We've got to be able to get this under control, or this is going to look a whole lot different than any of us want it to look. And so, yeah, I think the group of five ADs right now it's a tough spot to be in. And I told our staff this week, as we're kind of planning our fundraising efforts, we need to understand that we're very fortunate to be in a place that people really care about what's happening. And we fundraise at a higher level and generate more revenue at a level than most of our peers within the Sun Belt externally, right? Our budget's not more than theirs. You know, it's all public knowledge. We're kind of bottom half of the league. But we generate more external revenue than almost anyone in our league. And so that goes back to being at a place where people care about it. They're willing to support it. They're willing to invest in it, even in times when you're not your best. And I'm very thankful for that. And it's going to take everyone over the next couple of years to put us in a position we want to be. And, you know, it is a fight right now, and it is not sustainable. But I don't get to sit around my office and kick rocks and complain about it. We have to figure out a way to get it done, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Jeremy, obviously many fans have limited resources, but those type of fans that want to help the school, maybe there's a little confusion. Should I give to the collective? Should I give to the Eagle Club? What should I do? What advice would you have for that part of your fan base?
Yeah, it all matters, Bob. And so whatever discretionary dollars you have or you're able to invest in our success, first of all, is very appreciated. But it all matters. It all impacts our bottom line. And so whether it's the collective, Rev Share, Eagle Club, it all is going to contribute to what we're trying to do. And so there's no right or wrong answer. I think some people may feel more comfortable giving to the Eagle Club. That's 100% okay. Some people may feel more comfortable giving to the collective or Rev Share. Absolutely going to be critical to us. And so what I would tell people is that we're just going to need to continue. We're going to need continued support at a very high level, and whatever that is for you as an individual, you know. And buying season tickets is so important to our ability to be competitive. And I know that sounds silly, but it's a revenue stream where we can make up some real ground and make a difference. We're excited about this football season. I think we're going to be able to move the needle on the ticket side, just because of our schedule and new staff, and I think what everybody's feeling from an excitement standpoint, that is a place where we can make up a huge difference. So I would say that wherever you want to make that investment is perfectly fine. I would certainly encourage people to buy season tickets, and even if you're going to make it to three or four games, it's a big, big piece of the puzzle for us.
I'm glad you brought up football, because that's where I was going next. You have, if I'm not mistaken, a 7-home game schedule this year.
Yep.
Could there possibly be a downside to that, Jeremy, having 7?
I sure hope not. You know, we worked really hard to do that. That was very strategic on our part. You know, we're not going to play a quote-unquote money game. We'll make up the difference, you know, as I mentioned, on the ticket side, and so that's a strategic play. But the effort to have 7 home games, and look, we're going to have 5 of those in the first 7 weeks. Don't quote me on that, guys. I'm not looking at the schedule.
Right.
But I think that's really beneficial. Kelly, I think the point you're making, I think that's beneficial, is that a lot of those are going to happen early in the year. And so I'm really excited about that. I think we're going to have great crowds the first few games. I mean, if you could have told me, hey, you got an opportunity to open up with Mississippi State, play Jackson State in week two, and then App State in week three, those are 3 games that we should have fantastic crowds for.
Yes.
And it's going to be a great way to start the year.
Jeremy, you're always good to us on this show. We really are grateful to you for that, and we sure appreciate all the time you spent with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate what you guys do, man. Y'all have a great week and weekend.
Jeremy McClain, everybody, athletics director at Southern Miss. You were right, Andrew. This settlement's...
We could have kept going easily.
Yeah, it's really important.
Oh, yeah. You know, we didn't really ask them about what the impact will be with roster limits. I mean, that's... Probably the biggest concern when I talk to the Southern Miss coaches that's you know on their radar, that and having an NIL budget are 1 and 2 right now, just because you're going to have to balance scholarships differently. I mean, a walk-on student athlete is basically going to vanish within the next 3-4 years, if not sooner.
Appreciate 50 minutes from the athletic director. He'd have stayed for the last segment if we'd asked him, I think.
I think so.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street, state of the art. Baseball and softball training. Luke Reynolds, the GM there. Mo Bay Beignet Company, great place to go this weekend. 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. What kind of sauces have they got, Kelly? You know, you normally keep up with this.
Strawberry, buttercream, cinnamon. Those are my favorites.
So I knew. He's my go-to guy when it comes to information.
Leave no calorie behind.
That's right. Also, I want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg, one of our sponsors in Montgomery, and I want to thank them for that. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest vehicles on the road. They're all new Genesis showroom behind Way 98 West. Maybe I should talk to him about maybe loaning Andrew and I each a Genesis to drive to Montgomery.
You already have a Genesis. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I mean, like a new one.
Okay. You know,
would you take one?
I'll take what I can get, Bob.
Okay, I got you.
I make so much in my line of work.
All right, well, grateful to Jeremy McLean. I want to point this out to people that listen to the show. He never says no about coming on, and he never one time says, I talked to him before we went on the air. Never one time does he say, now, what are you guys going to ask me about?
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to talk about X.
No, absolutely. Yeah. He's an open book when you bring him on the show.
Now, when we ask him a question, he'll say, well, then he'll say, well, I'm just not a liberty.
But that's the way you do it. You know, the other fun thing about Jeremy is, like, you don't just have to talk work with him. You can talk sports and you know shoot the breeze and whatnot with them when you're at anything. No
question, but it is really frustrating when you talk to and I'll ask you guys this too, besides baseball season, of course, the thing that seems to be the most frustrating to Southern Miss fans that I talk to is the appearance of lack of progress at Reed Green Coliseum. All we hear about is the motel tax that is additional to, well, where's all this money? How much do we have? And why isn't something happening? So his point of that he told the construction company, get some fences up, make it look like something's happening.
He's aware.
Sure.
But why? Well, I don't know the answer. Well, the construction company not going to work on it all summer?
Well, I don't get that either. But, you know, it's worth noting that if you guys remember back in like 14, 13, I think when, might have been Bill McGillis was still here, and they put out those other renderings of Reed Green. You know, Jeremy's been basically working on renovations of Reed Green for 10 years because he was in charge of that then too. And that drove him crazy when they put that out there with not much of a plan. So this is whether he likes it or not, this has been his project for 10 years, and I know this is driving him crazy.
And obviously, the basketball season we just heard about, and look, I understand the pros and cons of Coach Ladner as the current head coach at Southern Miss, but to be fair, I think, you know, he was expecting these renovations and improvements to be much farther along than they are,
sure,
and it does hurt recruiting when you go to these other schools.
Well,
they have those facilities, and we don't.
The fact that they don't have a practice court, I mean, they have to go to William Carey if they can't use their facility, which, you know, they do graduations and all these different things in there. And so that does not help in any way.
And I hope when he talked about his fundraising efforts – bringing concerts back to Reed Green. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really hope that happens because, Bob, that was part of our college experience back in the day.
Great concerts at Reed. I've seen some great bands at Reed Green concerts.
I was told that I saw the Vanilla Fudge concert back in the day. I have no memory.
I went to two of those, I was told. Something weird happened at Vanilla Fudge shows.
Oh, yes.
Odd smell in the air.
Yes.
I could place that.
Ooh, that smell.
All right, just 2 minutes left. Andrew, I know you'll be covering spring football tomorrow, but you told me something kind of shocked me. I'm really not a lot of game action going to take place.
Yeah, from my understanding, it's going to be, I think, like 5 minutes of nonstop play, and then it's going to trickle down to this first, second, third team. I think, don't quote me, it's going to be like in the neighborhood of like 40-ish plays, something like that. So I don't know what to really expect. You know, but I'll take what I can get. So.
And don't get too attached to these guys in the spring game, because a lot of them are going to be gone.
I would venture a lot of them will be hitting the portal 24 hours after.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
I mean, I don't know what day. Well, let me rephrase. I don't know the day the spring portal opens for football, which it is soon, but you're going to see a few of them jump in, and you're going to see them get players too. I mean, that was to be expected. Huff has said that from the beginning of spring football.
All right, it's free, so if you want to go and enjoy an afternoon, weather should be good. Want to watch them play?
Bright sunshine and 73 for a high tomorrow.
Well, that's about perfect, huh?
And softball.
Right afterwards.
Big series, right?
Yeah, we previewed that yesterday. If you want to go listen, Coach Poole is I like to say she keeps it as real as she can, which is what I enjoy with my conversations with her, but they're having quite the turnaround this year.
And it's so nice to see, because that's been a team that 100%. Has struggled for a long time.
100%. And she's a nice lady too. I'm glad to see her having some success.
I think I did the math last night. I think they were at 4-11. They're now 20-19 and 7-4 in Sun Belt play. Again, if they play that game against South Owl, they're probably in a four-way tie for second. I mean, this is I've said it all week. This is a big series, probably one of the biggest series in a number of years.
Gonna be fun. Should be a great weekend. Football, softball, come on.
And Eagles go to San Marcos and sweep the Bobcats. Would that be sweet?
Davis Gillespie may not be on the field, right?
I suspect we'll see some lineup changes.
Wrist injury, and we're expecting to see some. I can see they've already moved the Sunday starters to Saturday, and we'll see what happens Sunday.
Just need some wins, Bob.
Hopefully they'll be going for the sweep, because they really need this series.
Yep.
All right, back Monday with Coach Oz to talk about it all. Until then, thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.